Jack WNST, Toss of Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. As we always say around here, make sure you're setting your dial at AM 1570 as you drive around for the Orioles magic or tragic, however it goes. We got an NFL draft a couple of weeks away and the Lamar and the OBJ, all that stuff going on. I am wearing my Pappas World Famous Crab Cake shirt because we are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour north of the border, as I would always say, up to Harford County. I'll be giving away these instant lottery scratch-offs here. This is old school, even though I have some cool old school stuff, and I got Frogger stuff. I got all sorts of stuff. These are the ones we're giving away on Thursday. We'll be there from 2 until 5. Former Harford County Executive Barry Glassman, my guest. Tim's going to be there from Pappas. We have some other local people. I did give a shout-out on the internet. I had a guest cancel, and I was hoping to get a really good guest. And then Mickey Coachella invited himself. So Mickey will be there with me on Thursday, bringing his special brand of comedy in our lifelong relationship. So it'll be great to be up in Harford County. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I got the floppy hat. I'm gonna make Mickey wear the floppy hat. He's going to love that. John Martin joins us now. John, you know, a lot of times I don't know what to say to you. Last week we got together. You brought an army of different people and wheels and giveaways and fun and crabs and crab cakes and stories and the Costas family, and we can go see all of that. But this week, I got to tell you this. I was getting my Rofo coffee and my Cole Roofing mug, and I was at the WNST commissary with my wife. And this was 30 seconds ago before I came on the air, and she yelled at me, "Nobody won! Nobody won!" And I'm like, okay, I'll let John know. Nobody won. So, John, my wife's all stirred. She was mad at me. We drove past the Royal Farms on the way back from yoga on Tuesday night. We got just past you. She's like, "I didn't play." I'm like, "You know what? You're not going to win." And I know John feels that way too, right?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. There's a lot going on there. First of all, good morning to you and to lovely Jennifer. You know, I'm thinking this may be an opportunity. We'll just record her screaming, "Nobody won." And we'll put it on our website the day after the draw. What do you think?
Nobody won. Nobody won. And I'm like, okay, nobody won.
I like that. I like that a lot.
You know, we don't always talk jackpot fever here. And we do in regard to my wife. And we do scratch-offs. We do sports wagering. There's news. There's all this stuff. But when the pots get big, my wife and people talk about it. And it is a part of sort of modern culture that 50 years into the lottery, that it's gotten to this point where it really is. It was just hoping to win a little bit of money 50 years ago. Now it really is life altering if you win.
And it does sneak up on you. I mean, back in the day, much smaller amounts got much more attention. So now with the fact that, to quote the expression, nobody won, we're up to $476 million as we speak on the Mega Millions, up over $200 million on Powerball. So
that's more than Lamar's going to get. I just want to point that out. I just got to throw that out right now. That's a little sports reference. But maybe not more than Adley Rutschman's going to get. But we'll pin them down on that later on. But hey, man, you know, right? I mean, it's a lot of money. It's Lamar money. It's Adley. It's a lot of money.
It is life-altering by a long shot. So we hope people have some fun with it, play responsibly as always. You know, when you get to these rarefied numbers and the significant triple digits and beyond, excuse me, it's always fun to get, excuse me.
That's all right.
I've got a Frogger in my throat.
Well, you need some Royal Farms coffee here. Let me. You got a Frogger. You know what? Because you guys are giving me the tickets, it's just a sample. I'm not giving this one away, but you do have the games. But for you guys, when the jackpots go up, it brings attention to what you guys are doing. And I know you really sort of want the attention on all the 50th anniversary stuff. It's one of the reasons you were out last week. So how's it going? How's the 50th anniversary rollout, other than being stuck with me over in Dundalk, hanging out, eating delicious crab cakes? It was a pretty good kickoff and a pretty good start last week.
You know, we're having a lot of fun, more fun than we should be allowed to do with a 50th anniversary. I apologize. This is not your audio system. This is me.
Do you have water? Just go with some water. That's, man. You know what? This is my chance to say to you, do what the Orioles are doing. You know what I mean? You need to be properly. I need to get John
Don't start that. That's
they're going to make the homer hose go away. It's too much
fun. That's a whole thing. That's
the Guardians aren't having that much fun, John.
Well, a couple nights ago, it was good. You know, it's early in the season. It's the second week of
anybody
April.
That's betting on the Rays right now is having fun.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. And you know who else is having fun? People who are playing our second chance contests on our 50th anniversary, and there are many of them. For instance, we have a second chance contest for our $2 instant lottery second chance, which is something that you know and love very well. Kim Knox of Baltimore won $10,000. In a second chance contest on that.
Let's explain. You just roll through these things and I got it. So this is somebody that gets a ticket like this.
Yep.
By the way, we had a $40 winner at Fadley's. I have pictures of all of this. I gave these away at Fadley's Friday. We moved the show and the crap. It was opening day. You know, things get crazy. It was mob. And I had a lot of winners. And I said to all of them, some people didn't win. And they had a whole table didn't win. And how dare I do a table that doesn't win? They came. I said, listen. Go in the second chance. And now you're telling me that like somebody won 10 grand this way. That's a big deal.
It gets better. Are you sitting down? Probably not. You're standing up.
I am standing up. Makes me
feel good. But the point is it gets better. We have our 50th anniversary cash bash, which will run from now through the state fair in September, where on a monthly basis, we will award cash prizes. But the bigger deal on our second chance is we will be beginning this last month in March. We began selecting two lucky finalists for the next 4 months. A total of 10 lucky finalists will all be eligible to come to the state fair in September. And one of those 10 will have the chance to play for up to $5 million live and in person at the Timonium Fairgrounds.
See, I have one of the gold tickets. It says $5 million at the top is what it says.
Absolutely does. And two of those lucky people here that have already gotten their entries stamped for the state fair, Belinda Parsons of Salisbury and Virginia Mayo Holland of Berlin. I'm sensing an Eastern Shore.
Okay, so hold on. The two of them are in the drawing. I bet they're coming to the fair in September.
Oh, golly, one thing.
I know, they got a room in Timonium, right? So so it'll be the two of them and one of them.
And eight others, so a total of 10. So
right.
in April, we'll pick two more, May two more, and throughout the spring and summer. So that we'll have 10 finalists, these two lovely ladies, plus eight others. And those 10 folks will all be at the Timonium Fairgrounds in September. And we'll talk about it, about 1,000 times between now and then. And one of those 10 will play for up to $5 million.
All right. Well, it's not as much as Lamar's, but it's a lot. It's life altering. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And the sports wagering side of this, John, we've been watching baseball and I want to give you some oxygen to talk about home run riches. Cause that's another, I explained that to my wife. I said to her, I really want her to be a contestant and, you know, to be on Mass and have Ben McDonald have to say her name and like the whole deal. But the baseball part of this is they have this homer hose, right? I mean, they're hitting these home runs. They're celebrating with proper hydration, H2O. We know this. We've seen this on the broadcast. But when they hit home runs for you and for the Maryland Lottery and for a player, each and every night this is available as well. You see it on the broadcast and you say, well, man, it's April 15th. How do I play? This is the time where you want people like my wife to say, hey, you want to be in the June or the July and Adley Rutschman's got to hit one for you or Arias or whatever. This is the way you get into the contest. This is the time to get into the contest.
And time is running short to get in for the $50,000 tied to our 50th anniversary promotion. See, normally when we have our Home Run Riches game year in, year out, lucky fans, again, submit their tickets. They get selected to be the contestant of the game. They get $500 for that. And should an Orioles player hit home runs during that game or multiple home runs, as the case has been recently, they're coming in bunches here. They get $500 for each home run hit. So, for example, I don't have the final tally. Would they hit three yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. So three yesterday means some lucky Stephen Boley Sr., matter of fact,
okay,
of Windsor Mill won then $2,000.
He
just for being
night.
Contestant. See, he had a good night. Mountcastle had a better night.
The thing I'm thinking about is if you're playing this game, you're probably Stephen from Windsor Mills, probably already an Oriole fan, right? Because that's why he bought
you
the ticket, sort of, kind of. And, as you know, and now he knows ahead of time it's his night, right?
So they can go to MD. They can go to mdlottery.com and they will see through the month of April Which lucky fan has that game? So again, it adds a little
excitement.
So
my wife knew like on May 28th that June 15th is her night. Yep. She'd have a couple of weeks to like say to friends, "Hey man, there's going to be an inning in the game against the Twins that like I'm going to have a chance to win some dough. Let's go." You know, like that's fun.
And what makes it more exciting this year is that tied to our 50th anniversary, we decided to go back in the vault here at Maryland Otter headquarters. And we have squirreled away not one, but two $50,000 prizes for a home run hit. So that when that 50th home run is hit, and you know what? They're on a pace now. That may come before the end of May. And if you want to be a contestant of the game for that potential historic event, you need to get your entries in by April 24th. And it's pretty close to that now. So you have less than 2 weeks to get your entries in to be potentially a candidate for that 50th home run. And then we'll have another $50,000 prize should you miss that game at the end of the season. So all season long, you will be collecting entries and some lucky fan will get the chance to be selected for the game. Actually, after the season is over, to win another second $50,000 top prize. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Were you a math major? I'm just asking, cause I don't know.
I was the, unclaimed, the people's champ. I was fourth and fifth grade flashcard champ at elementary school.
Okay. All right. So you have the same brain I had.
18.
I know 12 times 12, the whole deal. Yeah. So, you know, you learn this stuff for a lifetime, but it's really interesting because you are a baseball fan. We've gone through this with the Guardians, legitimate, and baseball led itself. And my father taught me math with box scores and averages and what 3 out of 10 would be a 300 hitter and like all of that, right? How to do ERA, which was always weird because it involved division by 9, right? So like all of these baseball things that you just rolled through. So in the last month, if I were to replay this, John Martin says in March, sometime in early June, the Orioles are going to win. And then John Martin says, might be June 1st last week, you said. Now you're backing it up into May because you're following the box scores. You know the Orioles are hitting a lot of home runs. You've done the math in your own mind as the dude who runs the lottery, who knows a lot about math, that you've done the math that this thing's backing up because the Orioles are muscling up on your promotion.
Well, a couple things. We all can't play the Oakland A's every night as much as we would all like to do that. So, I mean, the schedule will even out.
It really does even out this year because they don't play your own division. So the Indians don't get to play all the pipsqueaks in the Central anymore.
The Indians play no one this year.
Guardians. We both
Thank
said
you.
It.
Thank you.
We'll strike that from the record.
So that the and that's the beauty of selecting these contestants of the games in advance. So again, you can look at the game you happen to be the contestant, the lucky contestant for, and look at the pitching matchups ahead of time. And you know, depending on home runs hit, you may be a big winner. You could be a $50,000 winner.
All right. So listen, I've admitted this to you. I've admitted this to my partners at Hollywood Casino, to anybody. I've been on the radio 31 years. I've really never bet on baseball. So I don't really like when the during the games now they come on and give updates and I really don't even have a primer on it, but I know you're reporting some numbers here. And a lot of this is March Madness, Super Bowl things. February, March were really nice months, but this is first tally, first year mobile, second year sort of soft open. You're in charge of all that. We went through all the lottery stuff, the sports wagering side of the business and where the revenue's coming for Wes Moore, who I saw shotgunning a beer on opening day. God bless him. All of this is sort of leading itself into some normalcy. You know, I mean, I'm normalized on the baseball betting. At some point, maybe I'll understand what plus 380 on parlays means. Somebody will explain it to me. But in the meantime, there are plenty of people having fun with this, right?
We knew that March Madness was going to be a good month for sports wagering. We didn't know how good it was going to be. It ended up being our best month ever in terms of the transfer of a contribution to the state's education fund, specifically the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund, over $5.3 million in the month of March. Second best was the Super Bowl month of $2.8 million. So what this means going forward is you're right. There will be some normalcy. It will not be $5 million for every month going forward. Matter of fact, the roller coaster takes a little dip down over the next 5 months. The spring and summer are not historically strong wagering months in this business. It really won't pick up again into the $2 to $3 million a month range until we get to the beginning of the NFL season. And based on that, and again, we're still playing our first several months. We need a full year to really find out where the cyclical ebbs and flows are. We're still optimistic we're in the $25 to $30 million annual range once this thing gets settled in. And it won't really get settled in until January of 2024.
Well, and the other part of this, and you explained this to me, but I want to explain it to the audience, and you do it better than I do, is that with all those crazy promotions that they all have when it kind of came out of the gate, the tax part of that was not involved because it was sort of free money that was given to the customer as an incentive to play, that's a first-time gate opening offer, that whatever that was, it'll never be like that again because it'll never be a grand opening in that way. That's people are coming online and giving offers, but it won't be $200 for the first five, whatever that thing was around Christmas time that everybody saw, that was measured in, I don't want to say losses, but revenue that the state knew it wasn't getting. And you admitted that long before it ever went online.
I don't want to call it funny money, but you're right. I mean, that's really what happens at that point. And thankfully, the sports books have eased back significantly on the promotional spend. They knew it was not sustainable. It was that initial month or two to get things going. Yeah, through the Super Bowl, maybe a little bit in March Madness. And you will see promotions. And they're not going away. But the amount of spend, it's a simple equation, simple teeter-totter. The less money spent on promotional spend by sports books means more money that comes to the state in their taxable contributions month in and month out. So the fact that we were able to generate $5.3 million means the promotional spend was way down in the month of March. And again, going forward, you're not going to see a lot of promotional spend when the calendar doesn't support it. So again, April, May, June, July, August, not a lot of promotional, hey, you know, bet five, get 150 bucks. Not a lot of that going on because there's not the juice, if you will, you know, to get people involved. Not until the kickoff for the NFL. And again, then we'll see it trend back up September, October, November, December, huge playoffs, January, huge playoffs, Super Bowl, March Madness. And so that cyclical nature tends to be the same, regardless of where you are in the country. That's not unique to Maryland. That's just the way that the sports wagering marketplace works.
John Martin is here. He is the director and the educator of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming, which we do here in Baltimore Positive each and every week. We're going to be up at Pappas doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm going to give a full schedule out to everybody. We did a promotion with Fadley's last week on opening day. It was supposed to be on Thursday and Friday, and it got moved around. We're going to be back at Fadley's on the 28th. We're going to be at Captain Larry's downtown. Never had their crab cake. Legendary in Federal Hill. We'll be there on the 27th. So we're doubling up when I get back. 27, 28, draft weekend. The Ravens are throwing a party. We're going to have new football players. Who knows what's up with Lamar? You got anything on Odell Beckham Jr.? Were you shocked as everybody else was?
Yes, probably for different reasons.
Well, you were a Browns.
Yeah, fan. And again, I mean, it's everyone knows Odell is a diva, and it's not that he's a cancer in the locker room. Far from it. If anything, he's probably well loved by players in the locker room. It's just it's all about him all the time. He's coming off of two significant injuries, and not having played at all last year. I think the whole New York Jets thing was a ruse to get the Ravens to maybe cave a little bit. There's no way he was going to be the number one threat. Not when you've got Wilson and already as in his second year being the stud that he is there. And then he wasn't going to get a lot of playing time. Here, he's going to be the top dog by default. He just needs somebody to throw it to him, and he doesn't know who that's going to be yet.
It's about to get louder around here. Even though they want me quieter, it's going to get louder around here as we get up on draft week. Lots going on. We're having fun. You can even bet on whether Lamar's literally. I put the thing out. Where's Lamar going to be next? All of that available. We encourage everybody again, play responsibly here. It is a lot of things are available. We want folks to have fun with this. I know I am having fun watching people win at Fadley's and at Costas last week. Maryland Lottery, I mean, everybody was at the wheel spinning. There's prizes going all sorts of places. By the way, the gals at Costas were all fighting over the lottery pen giveaways because they give away to sign checks. So pens are gold inside. So we'll be at Pappas on Thursday, Captain Larry's, then back at Fadley's, and moving along into – your neighborhood into May and June. We're going to be doing the Oyster Tour as well in conjunction with our 25th anniversary, all sponsored by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. John, did I cover all the bases here today? Did I get it?
Yeah, the last thing we kind of joked about before is I just wanted to give a quick shout out on this new Frogger ticket. It's a $3 scratch-off ticket, and it plays just like the Frogger arcade game. And matter of fact, our
every
second chance.
Every time I see the logo, I hear the rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. You know, like the video game that made all that noise, you know?
The second chance contest is a pretty cool tool. We give away three Frogger arcade machines. So if you tend
see,
to remember,
you knew I had the sound in my head. I just want to make sure. Did you ever play Frogger? Are you the right age to play Frogger?
Yes, no.
Well, it's Frogger. You were a yep. frog that crossed the highway, oh, yeah. and cars would come and like, and when you would get killed, it would make this squish sound, this really, you know, so you just want to make sure when you're a big winner here that you don't make that sound. That's all. But in my mind, I hear the sounds, which is why you play with Frogger, right? Literally.
We have as an homage to Frogger, we have adapted it for our Keno draws. And so if you're lucky enough to be playing Keno, you may see a Frogger skin where the frog actually crosses the highway just like the game, and when he gets to the other side, the Keno number appears. So we have some fun with it as a scratch off, as a Keno game, and some three lucky winners have the potential to win entries between now and May 22nd on mdlottery.com, mdlottery.com. You can win one of three arcade Frogger machines for your personal use.
You know, I'm looking at the ticket and I forgot that you had logs and alligators. I totally forgot that part.
They'll get you.
Yeah, well, you got eaten is what happened there. John Martin is here. The Maryland Lottery is, we hope that somebody takes a bite out of that jackpot that's there. My wife is scheming up her next trip to Weiser Royal Farms to pick up some tickets. So we're going to be up in Harford County this week, back in the city for draft weekend on Thursday at Captain Larry's. On Friday, we will be at Fadley's again. I'm going to be crab cake. I never get crab caked out. People say, you ever get tired of crab cakes? I put this image up, John. You'll appreciate this. On Easter Sunday, and it was four crab cakes. And it says, what Baltimoreans eat on Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, and it was just crab cakes. So we hope everybody's shipping out. It's Greek Easter this weekend. I'm doing some Greek crab cakes this week, so I'm really looking forward to that. So Moussaka, Spanakopita, Philakia to everybody out there. I'm not Greek. I just have the name of the Greek god of wisdom. You can Google that, Martin. I'm telling you it's true. Nestor was the Greek god of wisdom. Nestor's also... this is true. Nestor is also Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor, the new Nasty Nestor. But Nestor is also the biggest band in Sweden right now.
Wow. There's got to be a t-shirt somewhere.
Dude, they look like ABBA doing Spinal Tap, doing Rock Heroes. You know, it's N-E-S-T-O-R, go Google it. I'm not the number one Nestor that pops up anymore and lies about me. It's a band from Sweden. Oh yeah, and it's a pitcher with a funny mustache in New York. So I have jumped the shark. Me and poor Nestor Torres, the flautist, we've moved to the bottom of all Nestor searches. Yeah. So it's great. John Martin is at the top of everybody's Maryland Lottery search. He is here each and every week and out at the front of Baltimore Positive, showing the front-leading accountability that we like from our fun state officials. And it was great having you out last week, too, and seeing the kickoff on the 50th anniversary for what's a really, really special thing. And I'm having a lot of fun giving these away. And I think these tickets are loaded with extra winners. I don't know how, because we had a lot of winners last week at Fadley's. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.